My name is Mitchell Rose. About 50 years ago, in 1972, when I was 21 years old, I attended Ner Yisrael Yeshiva in Toronto. One of the high school students in that yeshiva was Shlomo Murnik, and he composed four songs which later became popular. Those four songs were Esa Einai, and Kihem Chayenu, and Al Hanisim, and Shifti Beveis Hashem. Now, this Shlomo Murnik and some of his yeshiva classmates, which included his brother Neil Murnik and his classmate Eddie Apterwitzer and Moshe Tannenbaum, all from that yeshiva, Ner Yisrael, they went to a recording studio and cut a phonograph record with those four songs that Shlomo Murnik had composed. And they had many copies of that recording made. And they arranged with a local charity for the charity to sell the records for a dollar each as a fundraiser. But later, both Shlomo Murnik and the recording studio manager were unhappy with how the recording turned out. So they got together, the group of boys in the studio, and they made a second recording of those four songs, but this time with a jazzier beat. The studio produced phonograph records of that jazzier recording, and they sold those phonograph records for charity. I told Shlomo Murnik that I liked his original, less jazzier recording better than the second one. And Shlomo replied to me that the recording studio had already destroyed all the phonograph records of the first version, except for one phonograph record that they spared. And Shlomo said to me, "Here is that one record that was spared. You can have it for free since we are unhappy with how it turned out." And he gave me that phonograph record, and I kept it for all these 50 years. Now I will play for you that phonograph record that Shlomo Murnik had recorded 50 years ago. Thank you.
Oh. King.